Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:49 here on this Monday morning. Three big things. Three. Nationwide gasoline prices dropping down 11 cents over the past 2 weeks. Two. Wichita named All-America City for a fifth time.
One.
Drivers sought after Sedgwick County deputy dragged during traffic stop and injured. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning we've got a stalled out vehicle, potential traffic hazard, watch for a slowdown. Eastbound Kellogg, and this is right around Oliver. This morning, the gasoline prices here in Wichita, we weren't seeing much of a change over the weekend. Price here in Wichita is still around $2.23 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 84 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 66. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 90. Now partly cloudy. Northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. And 63 degrees. The Tilly hat is available at Hatman Jack's. This hat is famous for its amazing sun protection and is recommended by more doctors than any other hat. Comes with a lifetime warranty, machine washable. Best of all, it looks great on everyone. Stop in at Hatman Jack's. 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano. Steve and Ted now at 8:50. And I stopped in and I saw Jack while I was on vacation, Ted.
Nice.
Had a nice conversation about local history.
Always pleasant to visit with Jack.
Yeah, Hatman Jack's. Yep. Coming up at 9 o'clock on the Glenn Beck program, we're going to talk about Bernie, Corey, and Joe Biden. We're going to talk about the Democrats and others.
And the other 17.
And the other
guys.
75 people running
people,
for president.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck program, 9 o'clock this morning. Do your work habits put you at higher risk for several medical issues?
This is House Call for Health. Workaholics, listen up. A new study finds that people who put in lots of 10-hour workdays are at a higher risk of suffering a stroke. Researchers in France looked at the work habits of more than 140,000 people. They found that people who spend excessive time on the job had a 29% higher risk of a stroke, and those who worked long hours for 10 years or longer, their stroke risk was 45% higher. But what's considered long hours? According to the researchers, 10-hour days at least 50 days a year. Another surprise finding, the connection between long workdays and stroke risk was higher for people under the age of 50. The study was published in the journal Stroke. Health experts say this study doesn't mean you should quit your job or only work part-time, but they say it's always a good idea to develop a healthy work-life balance. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
As always, Airbus and Boeing active at the Paris Air Show. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with the latest on that. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Airbus hoping to counter Boeing's big Paris Air Show airplane order. Boeing announced last week that the International Airlines Group signed a deal to buy 200 737 MAX jets. But Airbus says IAG did not issue a formal tender on the offer. It may not be final. If that's the case, Airbus wants to make its pitch to sell its aircraft to IAG. The Boeing order would be worth $24 billion. That's at list prices. Meanwhile, Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita is in the running for more work with Mitsubishi. The company's rebranded regional jet program is called SpaceJet M100. Spirit and Mitsubishi have signed a deal for Spirit to pick up more work on the aircraft. Spirit currently makes the aircraft's pylons. Spirit's also being considered for airframe structure work. The new jet is expected to enter service next year. And Walmart has agreed to pay $282 million in fines after an investigation into claims that the company paid bribes in various countries, including Brazil, so it could quickly get government permits. The claims were also made in India, China, and Mexico. U.S. prosecutors say Walmart officials paid governments in order to open new locations. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon says the company is committed to doing business the right way. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
The owner of a restaurant in China has launched a promotion offering customers a discount if they can make him laugh with different levels of discounts depending on how funny they are. Customers get a 10% discount for jokes that can make the owner smile with the highest discount of 50%.
Wow.
That would be a joke that made the restaurant owner spit the milk right through his nose. Right? Okay.
I think that's right, yeah.
Well, you know how it is when you go and you leave work and you're out on vacation for a while and you know, and you come back I had 800 emails to clear.
Right.
One of them was worthwhile. I found out that I had missed Bring Your Dog to Work Day.
Yeah, just went right by you for another year.
You know, I missed it again. I don't have a dog.
You don't have a dog, so I'm not sure how that affects you.
Brought one of my grandkids, you know, and that would have been as good, probably. Do you ever bring your dog? Oh, you don't have a dog. Do they ever have?
I don't have a dog.
They ever have Bring Your Goldfish to Work Day? I don't think they do that, do they?
I don't think they do that anymore, and I wouldn't be able to do it anyway. Thanks for dragging up that memory.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is a sore spot.
Cheeseburger and John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Bless their hearts. They're at that big aquarium in the sky.
That's right.
We were talking earlier about traveling in these new places called Buc-ee's with the 7,000, gas pumps and the Walmart on steroids. And Shelley and I got lost down in Texas. We couldn't make it to there. We're almost out of gas. We stopped in some burg west of San Antonio, and there was a Valero station there. Now, I don't have anything against Valero, but this place was in the sticks, okay, and we had to stop.
Yeah, you got no choice.
It was one of those things where, you know, while I was the gas pump didn't work, so I had to go in and pay inside, you know, so they didn't take the card. And while I'm there, my wife goes to use the restroom, and the lady behind the counter has to grab a bucket of water and take it back there to flush the toilet for her. You know, it was not Buc-ee's.
That ain't Buc-ee's, for sure.
It wasn't even Love's. If you ever stop at Buc-ee's, though, check out the Korbel Champagne on sale there. In case you want to celebrate while you're driving a truck across country, you want to have a glass of bubbly, there it is.
You never know.
They've got just about everything at Buc-ee's.
Coming up at 9 o'clock on KNSS, Daredevil Walk Tightrope High over New York City. That's coming up here at 9 o'clock on KNSS, 9 o'clock this morning right here. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day long. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
We hear Wichita.
We live.
We breathe.
We love.
Wichita.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.